Friends, listen, parenting in the digital age should not be this hard. Well, I've got some good news for you. It doesn't have to be. Over the last 6 months, I have been partnering with my friends over at Bark Technologies, and y'all, it has been amazing. Bark has been able to scan my daughter's text messages, 30 plus social media apps, emails. I mean, they have this advanced AI technology that scans text and gives me a personalized report of everything that my daughter is doing on her devices. Y'all, it's been amazing. But not only that, you can manage screen time, block websites and apps, you can track locations. It's not even about micromanaging our kids. It's about giving them the resources they need to not be exposed to things that they are just too young to be exposed to. And so friends, listen, death to lazy parenting. We have to get good at investing in the safety of our children. So head to the show notes below and check out Bark Technologies as we all become parents who get serious about protecting our kids. Here we go. Hey fam, welcome to the Still Coloring Podcast with Tony Collier. I am your host, Tony Collier, and each series we lean into the stories of women and men that uncover their brokenness and practically show us all how they've rebuilt their lives with hope and grit. Come on, if you're listening to this right now, I want you to close your eyes, take a deep breath, and say this: I can live a life of hope and grit. Let's lean in. Well, hey, y'all. I'm back. I am back with season 6 of the Still Coloring Podcast. And honestly, this was one of those things I didn't know if it was coming back or not. I didn't know if I would be ready to record, to show up on camera, to have something that lives on the internets forever and ever. But I remember thinking, if I'm so willing to share my story in all these other ways on Instagram and my newsletter, then I should be willing to share my story with my podcast family, with the people that have chosen to subscribe to the Still Coloring Podcast and listen to all of these seasons of me quite literally telling you, embrace pain. I mean, season 1 was like brave enough to be broken. I was like, go deep or go home. And now I have to call myself to that same standard. And I'm really, really excited about it. If you have not heard, this season, season 6, is called God Winks, Moxie, and Rescue. And the reason why I named this season that, I really specifically heard it from the Lord, but I was just hanging out and I sent my assistant Amanda. I was like, I think this is it. Like, it just dropped into my spirit. God winks because in our household, when God does something miraculous, which is every day as he wakes us up, and then every day as he continues to show us his face, when he does something that's just like, this can't even be a coincidence. Like, God's really showing up. Can't even believe he came through in this way. Didn't think this was going to work out, but it did. In our household, we call it God Winks. And my daughter calls it God Winks. Everybody calls it God Winks. Our Wi-Fi is actually called God Winks, okay? Like, we're into the God Winks. And the reason why it's so important in our household is for many of you, you know, like, these past 6 months have been, 7 months have been horrible. September 19th, I got a phone call and a FaceTime that changed my life forever. I made the hard decision to end my marriage after just so much betrayal and lies, and it just wasn't a God-honoring marriage anymore. And it was one of the hardest things I think I've ever had to do. And I was in the darkest valley that I think I've ever been in, and God was there with me. And I remember my friend Jamie telling me that I should start to keep a note of all of the things that God has done over this season, because oftentimes when we go through something hard, the real enemy there is our remembrance, or is our lack of remembering that if God brought us through it before, he'll bring us through it again. And so I created this little note. It's called Kindness of God. I wish you could see it, but it's okay, because even though you can't see it, it's, look at how much, come on. Look at all these things. You know what all these things are? God winks. Little ways that the Lord showed up for me and my kids in this past season. And I knew that, I don't know. I knew that I would use it someday. I just didn't know how. And this is the how. Season 6 of the podcast is going to be me leaning into and sharing with you these God winks that have happened in my life in one of the darkest seasons of my life. Not because I think that God plays favorites, because he doesn't. Not because I think he was coming after me because I'm a Christian leader, because that literally makes no sense. But because I'm a daughter of God, and there are daughters and sons of God who need to understand his character. And his character is that of a father. It's that of a coach who's on the sidelines of our lives saying, put me in. I've got some strength for your weakness. I've got some power for your brokenness. It's the God that literally says, I'm with you in the broken valleys. It's the God of Psalm 34:18 that says, I'm close to the brokenhearted and I revive those that are crushed in spirit. If you're crushed, if you're brokenhearted, this season is for you. This is the season. Because I'm going to share with you these stories not to prove that I am somehow God's favorite, which I have joked with my friends that I am God's favorite because he's just done so much. But because I need you to know that the same God who came for me is the same God that'll come for you. And I just think that the Bible modeled stories, parables for us so well that we should do the same thing today. And so I'm going to share with you in this season my God winks. Some of them, not all of them, because it's a lot, okay? The reason why I chose the word moxie is because I, as many of you know, released a show with Our Daily Bread and God Hears Her called Unshakable Moxie. It's us going around the country interviewing women of grit and hope and unshakable faith and moxie. And it's been amazing and hard because we filmed the show about a year ago. And a year ago, my life was a little bit different. Okay, I had a ring on my finger. I was in what I thought would be my forever home. My life was totally different. And it was hard to release it, but I needed to because when we try to erase pain, our past pain, because it hurts so bad, because it's ugly and we don't want to look at it, we inevitably erase our joy too. And I just am not going to do that. And so I've been very selective with the things that I share, keep, don't keep. I mean, obviously I'm not wearing my wedding ring because that would be weird. You know what I'm saying? But there are just certain things that I'm just not willing to erase out of my life, no matter how painful it is. And so the second word in this season is moxie. Because I've needed so much moxie. I've needed an unshakable faith to make it through this season. And the last word is rescue. Because on September 19th, it was a Tuesday that I found out everything. I had a counseling session set up, which is like so random because they're like every other week and it just randomly fell on this day. And that's a God wink, by the way, because I needed my counselor. I was like, Rebecca, help me. On that day, I remember me saying to my counselor, like, I have to leave, right? Like I can't stay. And I wanted to stay. I didn't want to be divorced again. For those of you that know my story, I've been divorced before. I'm like, what? I don't want to be divorced. I don't want to be the girl that like had two failed marriages. I don't want to be the girl that had two baby daddies. Okay. I remember my counselor saying, Tony, this wasn't the rescue you wanted. I'm going to make it through these episodes. I promise. It wasn't the rescue you wanted. It was the one you needed. And so I believe with everything in me that no matter how painful it was and how hard of a decision it was, God rescued me. And he's always been rescuing me, not because I'm crazy, which I am, not because I've gotten in trouble, which I have, especially in high school and college. Hello, somebody. He rescues us because he knows that we live in a dark, fallen, broken world and that we will need rescue. And so the third word is rescue because he is coming for us. He's coming for you right now. As you listen to this podcast, as you watch me, he's coming for you. He's not asleep on the job. He is always looking out into the depths or the shallows, wherever we find ourselves, and he is ready, willing, and able to rescue you, even when you don't even want it. Even if you didn't even know you needed it. He's a God of rescue.
Oh, friends, I've got something free for you, something that is going to change your mind and maybe even your heart. My friends over at Dwell Differently have decided to give you an entire month free using my code Tony. Don't worry, I'll tell you all about it at the end. But let me tell you a little bit about Dwell. Dwell has this incredible mission to help all of us fix God's words in our hearts and our minds. It's a monthly membership style of scripture designs to help you and even your little kiddos memorize one Bible verse every single month. And the founders, Vera and Natalie, have come out with a brand new book called Dwell Differently, Overcome Negative Thinking with the Simple Practice of Memorizing God's Truth. Y'all, this book is amazing. And God's words aren't just a self-help strategy, fam. I mean, these are truth bombs that help you make it through some real dark seasons. And y'all know I can attest to it. So check everything out at dwelldifferently.com. You'll be real amazed and shocked at how God can use just one Bible verse to change everything in your life. And use the code Tony for your first month free. Love y'all.
This first episode, I decided to talk about this concept that I've been processing over the last maybe 3 weeks or so. I wrote it in my journal. I actually brought my journal with me because I'm like, I'm getting ready to just tell y'all all my business. This is what I meet with God with every, if you can't see, it's literally my journal. It's this cutie little journal from Tarjay. And my Bible, and everything's monochromatic, by the way. So there's this concept that I've been processing that I want to process with you, especially for those of you that are in pain. I remember one day I was getting ready to do some quiet time in the morning. I wake up at 6:30 a.m. every morning. My little son wakes up at 7. And so I spend about 30 minutes with the Lord in the mornings, and I was in my bed and I have this cutie little like office nook thingamajigger. It's really a closet, but it's the second closet. So it's like an office nook. Okay. And I was usually and typically going to use this little office nook as my quiet time, but I just did not have the capacity. I was like, I can't get out of bed today. I'm feeling lonely. I can't do it. And I decided that I would just do some quiet time in my bed. And so I was laying down. I had my notebook, and I felt so tender that morning. I remember it so vividly, and I felt so like unworthy and unwanted. I think unwanted is a better word. I didn't feel unworthy. I felt unwanted because I realized for the first time that it had been like 3 months since I'd been touched. And I hated that. Like I hadn't been like loved on. I didn't have anyone to cuddle with anymore. I was in this big old bed by myself and I hadn't gotten a hug. And I mean, kids don't count, you know, right? Because they like lick your elbows. And then that's just weird. You don't want that. You know what I'm saying? And I realized that, and I've been processing with my counselor that I have this deep longing to be with a man. And to the point where I actually have had this belief for years that if I don't have a man, that I am not worth anything. If I don't have a ring on my finger, then I'm not complete and God can't do his will in me. And I think it started from when I was just maybe 13 years old and I was with a much older guy who was very manipulative. And he came into my home when I was 13. It was the last day of my freshman year in high school. My parents were out of town. And I'm in my SpongeBob SquarePants bedroom. He took my virginity. And it was the first time that a man had really showed me attention. My dad didn't really show me attention like that. He was never proud. He was a very aggressive person. We have since redeemed our relationship. But I've had this belief since I was 13 that I'm you know, worthless without a man. And I mean, this guy was not the best guy, right, to be with. And he cheated on me with my best friend and I still wanted him. And I look at all of the years, 14, 15, 16, when I left my parents' house and went off to college and lost my actual mind and slept with so many guys, guy after guy after guy, because I was looking for that attention. I was looking for that deep connection. I was looking for my worth in men. And I've had this belief that that is where my worth comes from. And so I'm laying in my bed, realizing that I haven't been cuddled or kissed or hugged or touched. And I'm so sad because there's a part of me that believes, well, maybe I'm not worthy and wanted today. And I remember writing in my journal, and there's probably like tear stains in it now. And I just was like, I'm going to read it. I'm going to actually read it for you guys because I'm, while I'm sharing all my business, this kind of makes me nervous a little bit. Okay, hold on. I got one more page. Okay, there we go. Lord, I am so deeply lonely. And I know I'm not really lonely. I'm actually just longing. I'm longing to be touched. I'm longing to be held. And I know that you are a father to the fatherless and a mother to the motherless, but could you also be intimate with me? Could you show me that I am actually wanted? Whew, this is so vulnerable. Wow. I'm usually like vulnerable girl. I'm like the poster child, but this is like really vulnerable. Gosh. Help me understand that I'm never alone and that the loneliness will actually go away. And I just started crying. I remember I started crying. I'm in my bed and I leaned on my pillow and I'm not kidding you. I felt this like heat on my body, like on the right side of my body. It was like the Lord had like cuddled me. Sounds so weird to say. I'm not kidding. He cuddled me. And I just started crying so hard because I was like, no, Psalm 34:18 is like, he really is close to the brokenhearted. It was like he had swooped down like into my presence, like with me. And I felt the spirit of the Lord in my room that day. 100%. Can't nobody tell me nothing otherwise. Okay, I got the proof. It is in the God winks note. Like, he didn't just try to fix me, heal me, make me more whole. He was with me. And I realized in that moment that every single gap, void, everyone he will fill. He won't just make you have more faith in who he is. He won't just help you with your unbelief. He won't just help you with your doubts about him. He won't just financially help you and provide for your family in all these different ways. He won't just send friends to come for you. He himself, the God of love, love himself, will swoop down and come to you. He will be present. And he'll give you a hug when you need it. So that was 3 months ago. That was a couple of months ago. And now it's interesting because over the past month, I've been processing this concept of him leaving the 99 to go after the one. If you're listening or watching right now, I want you to think about the moment you had to be the one. The moment where there was pain in your story, there was betrayal, there were lies, there were manipulation, there was abuse, there was abandonment, there was deep sorrow. And I want you to just really imagine like you being the one that God comes after. Now, if you have no idea what I'm talking about at all, don't you worry your pretty little head because I got the scripture right here. It's Matthew 18, verse 12. This is Jesus talking. I'm actually going to start at verse 10. So Matthew 18, verse 10, if you got your Bible. If you're sitting down, listen to this. Now, if you're driving, don't be trying to go in the Bible app. It's the parable of the wandering sheep. Jesus says, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven." He keeps going in verse 12 and he says, "What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that didn't wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should perish." When I think about this example that Jesus gave to the disciples, I think about that moment in my bedroom when I was like, I'm the one right now. And I need to be the one. I took 3 months off from preaching. I took a month to just be with my family and just love on my kids. And I was the one. I believed in God, but I was hurting and I needed saving. And he came for me. What's interesting is that in the past couple of weeks, I haven't felt God's presence in that way in a little while. And at first I was like, I'm ungrateful. I am ungrateful. That's why the Lord ain't close to me. This is just crazy. I'm not spending enough quiet time. I'm not as desperate as I was in that season. Like, he's not showing up for me or talking to me or literally giving me hugs in my room right now or anymore because there's something that I've done. And then I started to read Matthew 18, this scripture. And I said, well, maybe I'm not the one anymore. Maybe I'm the 99 now. And it's such a weird concept. Even when I say it out loud, I've actually been processing it with some friends. I'm like, what? But I think it makes so much sense that, you know, when I think about my two kids, that they were playing outside some months ago, and my daughter has this like really violent pony thing. It's like a pony hoverboard. It's not good. It's just not good at all. It is dangerous. She flips off this thing. It's crazy. And I'm playing with Sammy in his little car, and who's only two. My son's literally almost two. And it's Dylan, who's nine. And I'm like, sis, like, I gotta watch your brother. Like, you can't be on this little violent pony because I'm gonna have to come for you. And lo and behold, she's like, I'm fine, mom. Zink, one zink too many. And she done flipped off the dang pony. And now I'm like, Lord, okay, I got Sammy, you gotta stay right there. Like, don't hop out of your little electric car because I gotta go come for Dylan. I had to leave him to come for her because she wasn't okay. She needed me. She was in pain. It's funny because I can see Sammy's little face with his little curly fro looking at me like, what is going on? Because I'm consoling Dylan and she is crying because my girl is just a touch dramatic, just a touch, okay? She's like, this is the worst. I've broken my arm. Her arm is not broken. And I'm like, it's okay, baby. It's okay. And Sammy's watching me and he's not crying and he's not upset that I'm helping his sister. He's just watching because he's okay. And I remember I bring her over to Sammy and I was like, let's give Sissy a hug. And he, first of all, I'm obsessed with Sammy. He's obsessed with his sister. Okay. So he's like, hug, Sissy, got it. Like, I'm ready. And he presses his little face against hers and we have this moment and we all go inside. And I realized that in that moment, Sammy was the 99. I think sometimes we have to remember that sometimes we are going to be the one because we're going to be in deep pain. And God is going to need to care for us and love us a little bit differently. He's going to have to come real close. He's going to have to kiss some boo-boos out here. He's going to have to clean you up. He may even have to carry you. And he will, because he wants to. And then sometimes we get to be the 99 that says, go get him, God. I think this season of the podcast, is maybe a physical reminder that I'm the 99 again. I'm not saying my healing journey is over, baby. It's far from that, okay? But I got more moxie. I've got more grit. I have definitely been healing, okay? And now I get to say, God, let's go get them. Let's go get the hurting. Let's go get the confused. Let's go get the divorce. Let's go get the girl and the man that's broken and tired and confused. Let's go get them. I've got enough now, God. You don't have to be so close. We can go get them together. Because that's what I'm called to do, is to do this. I'm called to this. God has never taken my purpose away. And I think this podcast is a reminder, a physical reminder of that. And so I'm going to do these episodes, share these scriptures, tell these stories, because I'm the 99 again. And with everything in me, I want to go and help God rescue the one. He don't even need my help, but dang it, I'm bringing water, okay? And I'm going to bring some towels just in case we got, and I'm going to bring the tissues because I don't want people to be alone in their pain, because I don't want to be alone in my pain. And I would not have made it through this season without my people coming for me. It was God who comforted me and healed me and is healing me and brought me through. But it was the 99 in my life that changed everything for me, that made things a little bit lighter for me, that furnished my house. We'll talk about that a little bit more in this season. And so I'm just grateful to get to do this again. I hope that you would share these episodes because I think people need to hear this stuff. I think they need to see someone that they may deem as a leader or a face or an influencer or whatever saying, no, listen, I did not heal myself. I did not make it through this season myself. God did. I think our generation needs to see that he's still the God of miracles and winks. He's still the God that is coming for us. He's still the God that's making ways out of literal no ways. He is still the God that makes the impossible possible. And I know that. I believe it with everything in me. Why? Because I've seen the goodness of God in the land of the living in my own life. And I'm going to share it so that you know that goodness is coming for you too. So that's episode one. Let me pray for us. Lord, I just thank you so much that I get to do this. I still can't believe it. I'm shook, okay? Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I say, don't let me mess this up, God. That's how I felt today coming into this studio and recording. I was like, don't let me mess this up, please. Is this right? Like, should I do it? Am I supposed to record it? Like, okay, close the door if not. And you're the God who just lights up the way. What a privilege. What an absolute privilege that I get to do this. Lord, help me not take it for granted. Lord, I pray over the listeners of the Still Coloring podcast who have been so faithful and so supportive. I pray over them in the name of Jesus that in the next coming days and weeks, as they listen to these words and these stories, that they would start to just like become like little kids, that they would begin to see your awe and wonder, that their actual vision would change, that their perception of their lives would change, that they would start looking for you to do the impossible, that they would start looking for God winks in their own lives, and that they would know that you're a God who plays no favorites and that you're coming for them too. I just love you, Lord. I do. And I'm so grateful for everything you've done for me and my children. You are a good, good God. And I know that you will prove it to your people. I know it. I've witnessed it. And we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening. I cannot wait to share more with y'all. Make sure you share with a friend. Love you.
Hey, I just want to thank you so much for listening to the Still Coloring Podcast with Toni Collier. I am so absolutely grateful to hold the stories of brokenness that we get to share with you and the honor that it is to point you to both resources and ultimately to our source, Jesus Christ. If you can't get enough of the show, we'd love for you to leave a rating and or a review wherever you listen to podcasts and spread the word. If you've got someone in your life who you think would benefit from this show, don't keep it from them. And if Instagram is your thing, I want you to meet me there at Toni J. Collier. I'm a little wild, so buckle up. We'll see you next time as we all lean into the stories that help us claim hope and grit over our own lives. See you soon.